Welcome to the Design Doctor Podcast, where we talk about how to decorate, remodel, or build a home without losing your mind. I'm your host, Krisha Palmer, physician turned interior designer and life coach. So come on in and have a seat. Let's talk. Hey friends, welcome to the podcast. I'm really excited about our special guest today. We have interior designer Denise Winokur here with us to talk all about her interior design business and her design build firm. I know lots of you have questions about, you know, should I get a contractor or an architect or a designer or all three, or what order should I hire them in? All the questions. And I think she's going to be able to give you a lot of great info that you can take with you and use. So I'm excited to have her. She holds a BA degree in art and is a graduate of the New York School of Interior Design with over 30 years of experience. She's the owner and principal designer at DW Design and Decor, a full-service interior design build firm specializing in whole house, multi-room, and renovation projects. And she and I met in a interior design mastermind that we're both a member of and we've been in over the past year. And just a little side note, I didn't know this when I first met her, but I learned it through our mastermind. She is a singer and a performer, which I just love. So welcome to the podcast, Denise. It's so good to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Krisha. I'm so excited to be here to talk to you and help people with some great information for sure.
Great. Well, just give us a little bit about yourself and about your firm, where you're located and what you do.
Okay, sure. So we are located in Westchester, New York, which Croton on Hudson, which is about 45 minutes north of Manhattan, and been here all of my life. And we work all over the area. So we're not bound geographically, which is so nice. And it's not only technology, but it's having resources all over the place, which is great. And as mentioned, yeah, we're an interior designer. Since 2003, I've been in interior design. Before that, I was in other forms of design for like 37 years of my career, which included graphic design and advertising and multimedia design. So even before there was a web, I was the one doing CD-ROMs.
And oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then websites until, so that was about 8-10 years as well. So, very interesting for sure. So my background is fine art, undergraduate. And then I did get certifications in interior design and also construction management. And when I got bitten by the bug, for building things, when we had built our house in the late, 1990s, love the whole process, super excited. And I just love to see things, visions come to pass and see things grow and be finished. So, and now with my firm, basically we support people's lifestyles through great design with livable luxury solutions.
Love that. We all need it for sure. So how would you describe kind of your personal style? Because I know as designers, we all have sort of our signature style. And at least I think most of us try to, we want to take the client's preferences and taste into strong consideration and use those, but we always put a little bit of a personal spin on it. How would you describe your personal style?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I don't claim to have a signature style just because I find it so much more interesting getting to know clients, understanding what they need and helping them to express their own vision with my experience, right? And so, I mean, what does tend to be across the board is more clean lines, sophisticated, a true attention to detail, and it's really ensuring that the design process is really as stress-free as possible and executed flawlessly.
Yes, absolutely. What a lot of our listeners right now might be wondering, you know, what's the difference between just an interior design firm and a design build firm? What would you say that big difference is? It is
Yeah,
different.
so I think the difference between, something like that is the interior design firms, full service, they're more, I think, visually creating the space, right? And even though interior design versus interior decorating, interior designer tends to see through walls and move walls and things like that. The difference between interior design build firm is that most, many times the clients will come to me even before they have closed the finished the contracts on their new house, let's say, and they're ready to make changes. So I will go in and I'll find out what the scope of work is, and then I'll put the teams together with whomever needs to execute that work. So architects, vetted and wonderful contractors, and oversee it. So design it, oversee it, and run the process and run the project start to finish until it's done. So that's really the difference, is that we're the entire package. We are the full, we're the first
Right, the
source.
one-stop shop, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is. And really what it does is it allows us to help the client have a really wonderful experience through the whole thing. And again, I had started only doing interior design, and I had followed projects where people were had just finished doing construction, and they were like traumatized, and it was so unfortunate, because I said, it really doesn't have to be like that. So then I did, as I said, get some more certifications, and came in even earlier in the process to help them,
Yeah.
and you can decipher what's going on in the communication. What is
Yeah.
they may not understand what an architect and a contractor is saying to them. Let me help you as a professional understand what that is and make you feel comfortable asking those questions.
Yeah, and I totally get what you're saying. I actually see a lot of this too on social media where someone has just completed maybe a big remodeling project or a new construction. And they're already like so disappointed that things didn't turn out a certain way, or maybe mistakes were made. And it makes me so sad because, when you're doing this project, these projects, you're investing a lot of money. So you want to make sure that it aligns with what you want. And I think that a lot of those mistakes and hardships are avoidable if you get the right people involved on the front end and you've got good relationships with them and good communication with them, which it sounds like exactly what you're providing with a whole design build service.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you explain, just for our listeners who, let's just say they don't know anything, what if someone were to call you today, like what would that process look like? Just maybe the first steps and kind of what happens from there. Let's just say they're gonna do a big, huge kitchen and bathroom remodel. How would that work?
Yeah, so I mean, whether it's kitchen and bathroom or somebody, I mean, we do vacation houses, coastal. So I've done in Massachusetts, I've done vacation houses. I have another one, Greenwood Lake, New York, a beautiful, beautiful lake house. And so really the first step is a discovery call. So we just talk, and I find out what their vision is, how long have they had the space, or maybe they haven't closed on it yet. How do they want to use the property? What is their experience going to be, and why are they buying it, or how long have they lived there? Once we know what the scope of work is, then I can decide who the team is going to be. So sometimes we, like in New York, interior designers can't stamp permitted plans in New York. They can in other states. So not so that would require the help of an architect. And then there's, as in every other profession, there's various levels of architects, and they have different types of creativity, and different things that they bring to the table. So I'll bring in an architect. We will design the space together, after we've made the commitment in a letter of agreement, right? So whether I start it or an architect starts it, and I create digital plans. So everything is to scale, and we bring them through a virtual 3D walkthrough of the space. So again, whether it's I am going in there to measure, or it's the architect's plans that are preparing for the permitting process, and then I'll work from then. And it really gets the all everything in the forefront of what's going to happen. Do they like the way it looks with that wall down? Do they like the way things look with their entire kitchen remodeled? And again, currently we have the first floor of this wonderful project. It's going to be gutted, and this is the process that we've gone through. So by the time we bring in the contractor, we're getting estimates for the work, and there's really very few surprises. He knows exactly what he's bidding on. We get pretty close to the final budgets. The clients can stay within their budgets, or at least they'll understand what it is. They can make their own decisions if they're going to do it in phases or they're going to do it all at once. So we try to get as much information before any work, actual work, is done.
Yes.
So at the end, there's very little surprises. Mm-hmm. And they don't say, oh, I didn't know it was going to look like that. They pretty yeah. much will know. Yeah.
That's so important, I think. And I think it's, it's exactly the way I work. And I think a lot of designers work, except I don't have that design build. So I don't assemble the team. But what I think is maybe a take home for our listeners here is when you work with a designer or a design build firm, basically, all the decisions, all the selections are made before construction starts. And that is key, because most people, when they're going it on their own, they're going to have everything demoed. And then they're like, well, what do I want? And then, and I talk about this in some of the classes that I teach my students. They'll pick out one thing, like say a cabinet style, and they've picked that out, and that's kind of underway. Then they'll pick out the countertop. And they're kind of making these decisions linearly without, so they can't go back and change things easily. And I think that pigeonholes you in a certain direction, and you're not really sure how that's going to look like at the end. Whereas if you make all those decisions at the beginning, before you've purchased anything, before construction starts, you can change your mind, you can get it all settled. And then once construction starts, like, and it actually makes the project go a lot faster too. So I love that you brought that up, because I think that's a really important difference between working with, say, like a professional designer and maybe going on your own. And if some of my listeners, a lot of them do like to do things on their own, I think that's an important take-home message, to maybe plan everything on the front end.
I really, really agree with that. And, if whether you do it on your own, or whether you hire a firm like us, or whether you hire somebody just as a consultation, right? I mean, all the time we do design consultations, packages or whatever too, so that help people. But I think the most important thing that you pointed out is the decisions have to be made, and things actually need to be ordered. So most of the time, we don't even start any construction until everything is on site, right? So whether it could be that all the cabinetry is literally, let's say it's a kitchen, right? Residing in there, maybe their garage, or it is in the warehouse, and we know that pick up the phone and within a couple of days it can be delivered.
Right.
So, and what that does is it does make the homeowner feel better that there is an end in sight and this isn't going to be. But if you put yourself in the shoes of the contractor, they want to have a full day's work for all of their workers, right?
Sure,
so if they have to start and stop because something isn't on site or something is wrong or whatever, it's impossible. So you do get the frustration with somebody being there for a half day and then, oh, it doesn't look like they're here tomorrow. And it's really because we didn't have that hardware in place.
Right.
Or the most of the shower hardware within, but wouldn't you know the diverter is back ordered for
totally.
6 weeks, right?
and always will be, because that's how the world works, right?
Exactly. So we try very, very hard to have production schedules based on all the decisions that are made and when things may or may not arrive.
Yeah. And I think it's an important point to bring up, because I think our perception, going through a remodel or a new construction is stressful. It just is. And so the perception is, if like, oh, I haven't seen, the tile workers or the electrician for a few days, or they only came for a few hours. And I think it's human nature to automatically assume that that's because they just don't care and they're not holding up their end of the deal. But oftentimes it's more of a system problem, like these things, like this is on back order or it's not in yet, or we have to wait and do this before we do that. And I think that that nature of this business is what's unfamiliar to a lot of people. And it's the source of a lot of frustration. And that's why I like talking about these things. Like it's not always just that someone doesn't care or isn't doing their job. Sometimes it is, unfortunately, but lots of times it's not.
Right. Yeah. In the planning. It's in the
planning. Yeah, in the planning. Yeah.
And in the vetting of the people who you have working for you as well. I mean, again, mistakes do happen. It's just so many things that you open up a wall and kind of sometimes don't know what's behind it until you see it, right? But we do the, you know, we all do the best we can to try and address everything at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. So if so, how far ahead of time should someone reach out to an interior designer or design build firm before starting a project? Because I see often, you know, someone will reach out and by the time they've made a decision to hire a professional, like they're ready to go, right? They're like, let's start tomorrow. And unfortunately with our schedules and our projects, most of the time we're not available tomorrow. So how far ahead of time would you recommend someone reach out?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say as soon as possible, when you have the idea in your head, or you have found that property and you're going into contract and you know that there are things that you want done prior to moving in, or whatever change is going on in your world, whether it's empty nesting or parents are who are getting older and adjustments need to be made. So as soon as possible, and you can always have that dialogue and then start the process for talking to them. So many times, most of the time, the clients will come to us, especially if they're buying a house before, and we will be able to plan for them. Because it will take a while, and we have to get on the production schedule of the contractors. And again, we kind of work backwards and say, okay, these are the lead times for the items that you need. And it's, you know, we'll be able to back into it as well.
So as soon as you think about it, it's never too early to reach out. All right. So what does your own design process look like? And I ask you this because I have a class, Design Academy, where I teach women physicians how to decorate for themselves. So I always, you know, my students hear from me all the time, and there are lots of other amazing designers out there. And so I love letting them hear from others. So what does your own process look like? And maybe two, what is the first thing someone should address when they decide to redecorate a room?
Right. Well, I mean, there's two different things, right? So there's a design process. So how we lead the client through their solution. I touched upon it a tiny bit. So again, it's having that discovery call and understanding the analysis and what their needs are and asking the really good questions. It's going through their inspiration photos, which could be through Pinterest or through house.com or some shelter magazines, right? And then what we do is through in-person meeting and on-site, we write a written scope of work to determine what wants to be done, and what everybody, and sometimes a husband and wife, when they see an outline in person written down, then they can decide if certain aspects of their project really are what they want to tackle, or whether they want to tackle it now or later, or whatever the case is. We decide who the team is going to be based on that information. We put a letter of agreement together that's signed. So we make the commitment to one another. We discuss budget, right? What is your investment in this project that you're going to be doing? The first thing will be the 3D, the digital floor plans I had mentioned. So whether it's furniture plans or whether it's the kitchen layout plans for cabinetry and so forth. We do elevations and virtual computer walkthroughs for that. And then other phases include managing the selection process of tile and hardware and furniture and window treatments and all those items, and the estimating and the invoicing of those items so that everything is ordered and ready on time when we need them, whether it's for the actual renovation part or whether it's for the home decor and decorating part. And then we coordinate the whole thing. And we're there for the delivery, installation, and that final, like, you know, enjoy it.
Champagne toast, right? It's over. We made it. What have you found, just through your process with working with lots of different clients on big projects? What have you found to be your clients' biggest fears going into this and throughout it that have come up?
I think some of the biggest fears that I can see is them, if they're maybe doing it on their own and they don't have the experience, perhaps wasting money with bad decisions, maybe making expensive mistakes, right? So it could be ordering the incorrect items, the wrong scale, right? That the couch that's too big for the room, or, you know, it doesn't fit through the door, or, you know, the tile, they realize that they didn't really like it, and it seemed like a nice option maybe in the showroom, and then when they really saw it with the other pieces in their own space, it wasn't really what they wanted. So I mean, that, you know, that's why people hire a professional. You know, the one thing about what a professional will do is that we'll go into the space and we'll say, you know, how is this person going to live in the space? You know, what is their day-to-day experience and their look like? Are there any special considerations, right? Either young kids that are going to be spilling juice boxes and we have to really have some performance fabrics in there, or maybe there's some elderly people in there who we really have to make sure that there's no tripping hazards and, you know, or any other special considerations. So I think anybody, it's important for them to kind of look at the room and take a step back and make these decisions.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
Avoid mistakes and frustrations. Yeah.
Yeah. And I found that even, you know, a lot of these fears are decreased significantly when someone hires a designer, because you do have the visuals that we create and you're seeing everything, you know, as it would look in the space. But I found that even then, I think just as human beings, we still, I think it's, I don't know what it is, if it's just the uncertainty, right? Of, you know, you're investing a lot of money and what if I don't like it? So I always tell, you know, it's easy for our minds to always go to worst case scenario, and that's totally normal. But as I help my clients navigate through this process, I always like to, like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Like, how is this going to be amazing? And sort of shifting that mindset, you know, we can never be certain about anything. We can't be certain we're going to wake up tomorrow or anything. So yeah, there may be things that, you know, are going to go wrong during this process and mistakes, that little mistakes, but nothing that we can't fix. Like, I feel like as long as we're together and we're taking responsibility, and we can fix the mistakes, and it's going to be amazing, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think that, I think when you're, at least when you're working with a professional, the thing that's important is that there's a trust, right? So there's a reason why you were drawn to that person, right? Whether it's their style, it's their personality, you know, it's really the good communication, and it's knowing that that person is always going to have your best interest, and we'll work through it together. It's a collaboration. It's a partnership. You're like family for the duration of the project. I've been working on a project in Rhode Island for 3 years. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And also yesterday I just got a call from a gal. We're doing a basement and the primary bathroom remodel. And we have this gorgeous, like, pebble river rocks on the shower floor. And she was just got in a panic that she thought my hard water is going to ruin these beautiful pebbles and it's going to turn it these colors and I'm losing sleep over it. And, you know, and I said, really not to worry. We have, not only is it going to be grouted, but we have a sealer on it that's specifically for hard water and it's going to look fine. And if the sealer has to be put on every year or every few years, we'll work out a maintenance program with you. And so it's really like using the good communication and then knowing that if something is surprising that happens, we'll take care of it. It's not going to be the end of the world.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And the key to that, I think, is just really clear communication and getting it all out in the open, talking about it for sure.
Yeah. An old mentor had said, nobody's ever died of couch. And I love that.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say that, but it's so true. It's like, put it into context. We'll get through this and we'll figure it out.
As a physician, not practicing, but as a previously practicing physician, mm-hmm. I can't remember where I heard this. If somebody told me this or if I came up with it, I don't even remember. But it's funny because I work with women physicians and I like saying, you know what? There are no design emergencies. When it comes down to it, there aren't. And lots of times when we're spending a lot of money and we're in the middle of a big project, it can seem like a true emergency. Like you can have that same feeling of panic. But when you take a step back and get perspective, there aren't any design emergencies. And I tell my clients, even with a big renovation project, if some of the subcontractors or the contractor does make a mistake, most of the time they're pretty simple to fix. Most of the time. I mean, there are a few exceptions, but most of the time it's a relatively simple fix. So,
no, I agree. And I think that it's that, but again, going back to what the solution is and having worked with in my career, two different sets of doctor couples, I think that once you get through the whole process of your design solution, the most important thing, and this is where I feel honored to do what I do, is that I'm creating a space where at the end of the day, at least in the case of these doctors, and I know many of your audience are doctors or were, that they're going to be able to decompress, they're going to be able to relax, they're going to shake off the stress of the day, and I think that that's true, real stress, and then be able to go back to work and save the world, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I love that.
Yeah. And we're just always honored to be able to create that space for whether it's doctors or whomever is just doing the best they can in their life and letting them just kind of
do the 100%. I mean, there's such a epidemic of physician burnout, and especially after the pandemic. Somebody needs to take care of you. Like you take care of everybody else. Somebody needs to take care of you. So I totally agree. Anything else that maybe we haven't talked about that about your business or your experience that you'd like to add?
I mean, I think, just some of the little things that people have asked me is the decisions that I'm making, are they timeless decisions? Are they going to be, is it going to be a style that people are going to like, within the next 10 or 20 years? And there's also other stress that people put on themselves when they're making decisions. And really what I always say is, this is your space and just design it the way you want to at this moment. And enjoy it. And maybe it's going to be somebody else's taste should you move on, and maybe it's not. We just can't make decisions for these gigantic unknowns. So it's like,
totally.
So I really believe just make your decisions that whatever it is going to make you happy, and it's mm-hmm. okay. And it may not make your friends happy. And sometimes I say, be cautious in asking some of your friends and family advice, because if your favorite color is blue and their favorite color is red, they're going to be giving you a very different response, right?
Yes.
And do you really want to choose their color to, you know, just because they gave you a suggestion? So, you know, listen to your heart, listen to your gut, ask for help if you need it in doing these things. Know that everybody gets construction tired and weary, construction weary throughout the process. But if you're putting the best, your best team together and you're doing the best you can and following a good process like we have on our website, then you're going to be fine and you're going to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Well, I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been super fun talking to you. And if our listeners want to reach out to you on an individual basis, where can they find you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the website is denisewenacur.com.
Okay, that's, and Wenacur is Wenacur?
Yes.
Okay.
.com. Thank you. And of course, we love to have followers on Instagram and Facebook, and that handle is DW Design Decor. And I personally respond to DMs, so love to hear from anybody. And Krisha, I think you're great. I think you're an amazing designer, and the fact that you are using your medical background to help other physicians be comfortable in their homes so, again, they can take care of everybody else. It's just a lovely platform that you've created for everybody. So thank you so much for...
Well, thank you. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This has been super fun and helpful. Everyone, that wraps up everything that we have for this week. So happy decorating, and I'll see you next week. If you're a woman physician who loves all things design and decorating, be sure to check out my private Facebook group, House Calls for Physicians, or you can visit my website at www.housecallsforphysicians.com.